Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a who bring us back, Roger Daltrey and all those guys. 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, my new book, The Third Ingredient. That's with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Suzanne Paling is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of The Sales Leader's Problem Solver, also The Accidental Sales Manager. I need your website again, Suzanne.
Sales Management Services.
All right, .com, right?
.com.
So check that out. We're talking about comp plans, folks, compensation plans for your salespeople, making sure that it's good for both people. Because, you know, Suzanne, if your salespeople are on commission, if they're really on commission, you want them to become millionaires for you, don't you? I've actually known some salespeople, some business owners who were jealous of their salespeople because you know, when I knew them, I'd say, why are you acting that way? Every time they make money, they make you more money. And if your compensation plan is right. I remember working for a guy when I was in college who ran a furniture store, and his top salesman, his top salesman made more than he did. And it was because he had his compensation plan upside down. What are some of the mistakes you've seen?
One of the mistakes I see, Jim, is companies making the plan too complex. There really should, at a maximum, be about three measurables for the reps so they can stay focused. If it's too complicated, they just focus on the easiest part. And, you know, most of us don't have a lot of training in building a comp plan. It's just not something most
That's
people
right.
know how
That's
to do.
Right.
And I am astounded.
If you've never worked for, if you've never been a salesperson for a major corporation, you probably have no experience at all.
None at all. And it's such a critical part of the success of the company and the success of the rep. I'm astounded that people don't reach out for a little help. I often ask my clients, if you had a serious plumbing problem, would you try to fix it yourself? And they always say, oh, no, I'd call a plumber right away. And I always say, this comp plan is one of the most serious undertakings for your organization. Right. Spend a few hours with a professional. Get some help on it. I'm always surprised when people don't.
Well, and there's all kinds of different ways you can compensate people. I remember when I was with Sears, when I was with Xerox, when I was with other companies, they would not only was I on commission percentages, but there would be examples of where they wanted me to really sell one particular thing or a handful of particular things, and they would put what they call PMs on them, promotional money. And so I remember there was one vacuum cleaner. I worked my way through college selling carpet and vacuum cleaners and sewing machines. And Suzanne, there was one vacuum cleaner. I could make $15 a pop, and I could sell a vacuum cleaner in 8 minutes. And in addition to the 6% commission, I could get $18 of a PM on it. I had some weeks. I'm working my way through college, making $100 a week just in PMs. I mean, that was a long time ago. But my point is, I would sell the one they wanted me to sell because that's where the PM money was. And so you can do the same thing. You can put spiffs. Sometimes people call them. You can put a spiff on something you really want people to move, and it doesn't have to last forever, right? You can put it on, take it off.
Absolutely, but going back to the product training, you can spiff anything you want. If the reps don't understand the product, don't know how to pitch it,
that's right,
they'll ignore the spiff. So I'm all for spiffs. I think they're fantastic, but that has to be surrounded with coaching and training and product information that the reps can use.
And in addition to sales training, which you really need to help people with on your own, just raw sales training, the kind that you offer, Suzanne, in your business, you can also call. You need to call on the vendors to bring you product training too, right? They'll do that.
Yes, absolutely. You need to partner with them, and they may go in on spiff or some kind of a promotional situation with you, which is great for the reps. But mostly, if they're trained on the product and they're excited about it, those spiffs can be real drivers.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, you'd be amazed. There's something that lights the salesperson's eyes up. A commission is one thing, but when you tell them real cash, when you say, you know, 50 cents a yard or $15 a unit or whatever, that lights their eyes up.
Absolutely. And as long as you have the support there for it, that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So don't make the comp plan too complicated.
Yeah, and because salespeople, they don't want to have to become mathematicians to do their job. Even if they're pretty smart, they're capable of doing the math, they don't want to have to do the math, do they?
No, they don't want to have to. If it's too complicated, they shy away from it, and they either go back to what's comfortable or they trend towards what is the easiest. There's a couple of good books that I recommend people read. One is Compensating the Sales Force by David J. Cicelli. It's C-I-C-H-E-L-L-I.
It's been
on my bookshelf for years. And also in my book, The Accidental Sales Manager, Chapter 4 talks about completing and presenting the compensation plan. This is you talked about mistakes that people make, and this is another one, Jim, that I sometimes see. Thinking they'll negotiate with reps, sometimes people don't have the comp plan completed during the interview process.
Right.
The rep asks to see it, they're still fooling with it, or they think maybe they'll keep it open-ended, and that can chase away a good rep.
Be sure to get some help, folks. Start with Suzanne Paling. She can help you. Hey, Suzanne, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. I always enjoy it.
Suzanne Paling, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.